expect the unexpected. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. This week's wisdom is dedicated to a friend and mentor of mine, Justin Sua. This story is about Harry Houdini, one of the world's greatest escape artists, illusionists, and stunt performers. In 1926, Houdini put on a routine performance at a theater in downtown Detroit. After the performance, Houdini invited guests backstage to meet him and shake his hand. As he was greeting the group, a student named Gordon Whitehead came up out of nowhere and sucker punched Houdini right in the stomach without any warning. Now, the kid meant no harm. He wasn't trying to cause any problems. See, Houdini had this famous act where he would call up the biggest man in the audience to come up and punch him in the stomach, and Houdini would take the punch without any sort of a flinch. The crowd would go wild, and it's something that he did all the time. He actually performed this act in almost every show that he did across the country, including the show that just concluded there in Detroit. But unlike the punches on stage, Houdini didn't see this punch coming from Gordon Whitehead, and it absolutely dropped him. The next morning, Houdini felt a horrible pain at that spot where he was punched. And hours later, Houdini was announced dead from a ruptured appendix. See, Houdini survived perhaps hundreds of punches in the stomach on stages. He even escaped from being thrown into a river chained up. But the one thing he couldn't survive was a punch that he didn't see coming. As horrible and devastating as this story is, the metaphor, there happens to be a lot of metaphors in today's day and age. Sometimes the most devastating things that happen to us are things we don't see coming, things we don't expect, or things that we don't even plan for. So my questions for you today to consider are, what are the things in your life that have caught you off guard in the past? How could you perhaps do a better job to prepare or prevent them from happening again? Second, as you take a global scan of your life, what are some of the areas of your life that need a little more preparation or could use a little more prevention? Perhaps it's something you've been putting off for a long time, and you know exactly what it is when I say those words. You keep telling yourself that you'll get to it and you'll do it, but you still haven't. What is that thing? And what could you do today to close that gap? Look, devastation looks different to every single person listening to this episode. But what can you do now to help lighten the load and perhaps prepare for the unknown? For some of you listening, this could be sports related. For others, it could be financial. Maybe some other people's minds may go relational. Whatever it is, what can you do to better prepare for devastation? Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.